counting on external motivations or external support in the sense that that drives you to create, it's just not going to happen. So that was another very interesting takeaway. Hey there, and welcome to another episode of The Untucked Life, where we care a lot more about a lot less. And what you just heard was a clip from an episode I just recorded about the creative process, and it just talks about the last month or so since I've started the podcast and kind of some of the hurdles that I've gone through and just some of the barriers that come up oftentimes when you're trying to start a new project or work as a creative or really just tackle any new initiative that requires a great deal of motivation, but also really vulnerability. So hopefully some of these insights help you and you can relate to them, and some of the things that I did to get through them, maybe they'll work for you. So hope you enjoy the episode, and we'll catch you guys on the other side. So it's been a while since I've made a podcast, and I was thinking about it today, and just thinking, you know, why haven't I made anything lately? And there's a couple different reasons, but the one that really stuck out was... The last one I made was with Aiden, right? It was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool concept. It was something that I wanted to do for a really long time. I just never really had the platform for it. Just really sitting down and talking with Aiden just in general, right? Was always something I wanted to do, specifically if I could record it. I was thinking it'd be more like a video because at the time I wasn't doing podcasting, but... after that, I released that on Father's Day, so that was early June. But after that, the first next thing that I wanted to do was, all right, I'll do a podcast on parenting tips, specifically being a dad. And I remember, okay, well, I have to do it on Father's Day. So I tried to wake up early on Father's Day, started recording. Maybe did like 10 minutes and I just couldn't even make it through some of the sections without crying, which sounds totally ridiculous, but it was just heavy, specifically when I was talking about the things that I feel like I've screwed up. And that was really, really hard. So I didn't make that episode. Didn't launch it. And then a sequence of things happened with the house. We had some pretty major plumbing issues. Didn't have drinking water for 10 days. We had to replace our air conditioner. All those things happened, true. And what they did was they left the house in a little bit of a state of chaos. Specifically, my office and the garage were both just crazy. There were holes cut out. In the office walls, it was a little bit messy. There was dust everywhere. So, it's been a little bit of an ongoing process, to get things back in order. Still not done, but we're making progress. And I remember seeing something, I listened to one of Rich Roll's podcasts, who has a great podcast. He's just phenomenal at interviewing. He's just so well-spoken. Just has such a breadth of knowledge. It's pretty impressive. But I had listened to a couple of his podcasts, specifically the one with Russell Brand, who is a amazing human being. But that got me started paying attention to Rich Roll. And he posted something, maybe it had to be within the last couple of weeks, about, I want to say it was like a picture of him. It looked like he was in a shipping container. But the shipping container had been modified to be his office, or at least a workspace of his. And he said something along the lines of, the space is incredibly important to whatever it is that you're doing. So if your space isn't in order, it's going to be very hard to be creative. And that kind of stuck with me in the back of my head. And then separately, I got reminded of... Austin Kleon, and he's got a couple books. I think his latest one's called Keep Going. He's got one called Steal Like an Artist, one Show Your Work. And all of his books are basically about the creative process, sharing the work that you do, And then I guess this last one, and I only caught some of it, was basically about how to keep pushing through. And one thing that he said was that I found very interesting is he talked about being creative as a process, right? It wasn't like a magical act. It was like, here are the things I do. And if I do these things, then I will basically continue to create art. And I thought that was fascinating. And it just made me stop and think about, okay, well, what am I trying to do here? Right? What am I trying to do? And why have I kind of fell into this lull? And there's a couple things that came to mind. The first one is, historically, I've been really fascinated with starting new projects. Right? Just, I want to figure out how to do this. And I would just go figure it out. And then the excitement was in the innovation. It was in learning how to do something new, not necessarily perfecting the thing that I was doing. It was more, I want to know how to do this, so I'm going to go learn it. So I think that there's some recency phenomenon, right, that I've always had in my DNA. And I think that with the podcast, that might have been some of it too. So much of it was, oh man, what mics do I need? How do I record? How do I edit? How do I host? How do I publish? And it's very rewarding to solve those problems. What becomes very difficult is when that sort of becomes routine. And I don't mean it's routine in the sense that, okay, every time I do a podcast, it's the same thing, because I really haven't done that much. But there is no excitement in setting up the mics. There's no excitement in editing the audio, in the sense that it doesn't feel like a new skill, right? It doesn't feel like I'm solving a problem. It's more repetition. Now, granted, every time I do one, every time I edit one, they get better and better and better, and that's great. But that curve is not quite as steep as the learning curve, right? Going from I don't know how to I know how, even if it's not perfect, is a big jump. Going from my audio quality is X and now it's X plus 2 and none of the listeners can really tell anyways, that is, it's less shocking, so to speak. So I think that that might be some of it. But I also think that, and I heard this quote somewhere recently, I think it was on a Sam Colder video, I've never seen his YouTube videos before, but I saw one the other day, and man, that guy is insane. The stuff he makes is just incredible. So if you haven't checked him out, you have to watch his video. He has a video called Hey Tim, which is dedicated to his brother, who I guess died a couple years ago. It's amazing. I'll put a link in the description. But he said something in one of his videos that was basically, the amateur waits for inspiration and the professional gets up and goes to work. And what I think that really means is it's easy to make a podcast with Aiden because I'm excited about it. It's something I want to do. I've always talked about it. But you can only do that one time. And then what do you do the next day, later that week, the next month? Because you're not always going to have ideas like that. And if you simply wait around for these, you know, huge ideas or waves of inspiration, it's not that you're never going to make anything. You're not going to, creativity is not going to become part of your life. It is going to be a phenomenon in the sense that it doesn't happen all the time. And when it does, it's something huge. What I would like to do is make that more the norm, right? I'm recording podcasts because I want to record podcasts, because I have thoughts that I want to share, because I want to get better at communicating. not just because I have this amazing idea that will be so cool, right? I'm doing it because this is what I said I'm going to do. I like doing it. I'm passionate about it. And there are things that I want to share. Not every episode is going to be amazing. Not every idea is going to be fantastic. Some of them are probably not going to be good at all. But if I wait around for Father's Day to launch a podcast episode about being a dad, well, guess what? That's one podcast episode a year. Or maybe I'll do one on Easter. Maybe I'll pick all the holidays and do a podcast episode for every holiday. What is that? Six podcast episodes? Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, 4th of July, Father's Day. I guess you could do one on Mother's Day. Whatever it is, it's less than 10. And that, to me, is not how I want to exist in the world. Right. And that might sound hokey, but I don't want to only show up when it's convenient, when it's easy. So that really made me think this morning. I don't know how or why all these things kind of congealed at the same time, but I was like, man, maybe this is why it's been hard the last couple of weeks. This is that lull, right? The dip. I think Seth Godin talks about. You ride a high and then you hit this dip and you got to work through the dip. And the only way to do that is through, you know, continuing to produce. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm recording a podcast because I like recording podcasts. And I don't have a great idea, but I just want to talk about the struggle over the past couple weeks, really, and just getting to this point. And another thing that really, really helped me from a creativity standpoint is I literally spent the weekend and maybe the end of last week cleaning up and organizing my home office and my garage. Because the other thing I like to do is build stuff, right? Like custom furniture. I'm trying to learn how to weld. It's really hard to try and learn how to weld if your welder is, you know, hidden amongst all this random stuff in your garage that you don't even need. So I spent a couple afternoons, you know, mounting the kids' bikes onto the ceiling, you know, utilizing the shelf space I have, getting rid of stuff, donating stuff, organizing stuff, putting stuff away. I had a table saw in my garage that I bought before Christmas, and it was still in the box. I had never even taken it out. I have another table saw, so if I needed one, I would just use that one. But this one has wheels, much easier to use. But I just never built it. It's crazy, right? So that was huge. And then yesterday, I finished up organizing my office. My wife helped me, and she had a lot of good ideas. My stuff is, it's organized in a way that my cameras are out and they're looking at me. Like, use me. Remember this item that you bought? Grab me and let's go take some photos. My cables and my storage cards are organized in these little cheap little toolboxes. These little plastic, I'm looking at them right now laughing. Little plastic black and yellow toolboxes that have, what is that called? I used a label maker to label them with what's inside of them. And I just went through and organized my office. I took my MacBook and mounted it underneath my desk and ran all the wires underneath the desk. So all that's on top of my desk are my monitor speakers, my two monitors, my mouse, and my keyboard. Because if that's what I'm trying to create, I don't want all this garbage everywhere just distracting me. So I've got my, I'm looking at my office right now. I've got my tripods in the corner. All organized. I've got my light in the corner. I've got another light in another corner. I've got my drone hung up. I took all my books and put all my books on my bookshelf, which is a brilliant idea. I just had never done it. And one byproduct of cleaning up the garage is that I had a huge black metal shelf in there. And I brought it in here and I've got my camera rigs and my Gobi. What is it called? A Gobi tripod and GoPro mounts. All that stuff is on the top. And then I have a whole shelf with cameras, my GoPros and everything, and all the batteries are charging, right? So it's not, there's no barrier to creating. If I want to just grab the camera and pop a battery in and go take pictures of the kids on a random Tuesday, I can. It's not, there's nothing preventing me. I mean, it's hard enough just to get out of your own head and make something, much less if you don't know where the stuff is, right? It's just one extra step. It's just one extra excuse to say, nah, not tonight, maybe tomorrow, not today, maybe next week, not this month, maybe next month. And that's easy. And if it's easy, it's probably not going to be very rewarding or fulfilling. So I don't want to do that. I want to try to challenge myself to use some of these skills and interest that I have and put out some work. I remember seeing something by Gary Vee, and he said, don't create, document. And I think that's such a great concept, because so many times it can be intimidating. Whoa, I don't know what to make. But if you're just talking about things that happen in your life, you're just sharing pictures of things that are happening in your life, you know, that's enough. And it gets you in the habit of sharing. So, you know, that's another thing that really helped, was just organizing the spaces so that they're conducive to creativity. So that was huge. And one other thing that I think I was really suffering from is, I posted a video about a month ago that said, hey, I'm going to turn 35 in 90 days. What am I going to do? And I posted this video with full intention of coming up with some series on, here are the things I'm going to do over the next 90 days and blah, 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 blah. And I didn't. All the things happened that I described earlier in this episode. And, you know, I couldn't wrap my head around any significant changes, because I was just in this weird headspace. And then, you know, the days went by and the weeks went by, and I was like, man, now it's been 2 weeks. I can't post a video now. It looks stupid. Well, two things I learned. One, nobody cares. And what I mean by that is, I posted this video saying, hey, this is what I'm going to do. And then I followed up by not doing anything else. And it's not like people are, you know, sending you messages like, hey, why didn't you post another video? They're not going to come for you. They're not going to come looking for you. If you have something and you want to put it out into the world, you have to do it because that's what you want to do. Not for any type of external reward or gratification or any of that. Because that is not going to, one, it's not sustainable. But it just doesn't exist specifically at the beginning, right? I mean, maybe if I'm, you know, Kanye West and I haven't put out that album that I promised, yeah, maybe some people start chirping on Twitter or whatever it might be. But for most normal people, if you say you're going to pursue something that is maybe a little bit creative, maybe a little bit uncomfortable for people, and then you don't, nobody's going to blame you. You can't expect, you know, someone who's never done anything like the thing that you want to do to come and pat you on the back and say, come on, you said you're going to work on that project. Why don't you go do it? Why don't you go make that edit? Why don't you go make that video? Why don't you edit those photos? Why don't you make that next podcast episode? The only person that really asked me about it was my wife, and she's been super supportive since day one. And, you know, she is big into, you know, being very supportive of me pursuing all these random things that I want to do. But outside of that, you know, people, for the most part, are not going to be enough to hold you up, right? They're not going to help you wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and make a podcast or write an article. So you have to be intrinsically motivated, because counting on external motivations or external support in the sense that that drives you to create, it's just not going to happen. So that was another very interesting takeaway, is that I think initially, and really probably throughout the process, you can get caught up in doing things for the wrong reasons. Like, oh, I'm going to do this and it'll be cool and people will notice it. And then, you know, that'll set me apart from everybody else. But it's really the wrong motivation, right? You got to be doing things because you want to do them, because you believe in them, not necessarily because people are going to recognize it or say, hey, that's cool. Because you know what? After the first episode that I've produced on the podcast, it's like, oh, cool. You're trying to do a podcast? That's cool. I think my buddy said something like, nice work. That takes a lot of balls. But that was like two text messages. That's it. And then we just moved on with whatever else we're talking about. And you can't expect more than that, because it really shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter what they think or what they say. And if that's the reason that you're doing it, then you're doing it for the wrong reasons. Right. And I think that there was some of that. I think that that was wrapped up in there. I think there was just a lot of little things that, I wasn't really aligned about. And I think I lost track of the reason that, I started this, right? This is a journey. This is really about communication. This is about documentation. It's about me trying to talk to people that I'm really interested in or proud of, or, you know, messages that I've had to figure out the hard way, or lessons that I've learned, and share them with other people so they can listen to me talk about it and not have to go through it, right? And those are the reasons why I started the whole Untucked Life project. That's why I want to do the podcast. That's why, I try and make the videos. It is not because I'm trying to do something cool in the 90 days before I turn 35, because guess what? There are 60 days before I turn 35, and I'm not really sure what I'm going to do over the next 60 days, except I'm going to try to continue to create and figure out what my creative process needs to be to put me in a position to continue to make things that I like, that I want to share with other people. And I think if over the next 60 days I can figure that out, or at least get a glimpse into what that looks like for myself, I think that would be really big. I think that would be a win. I think that would be going into 35 with a little bit of enlightenment as far as myself as a creative. And that would be huge. And now any of these other gimmick things that I'm able to do over the next 60 days and I can share, that's great too. But I think the primary goal is to really understand what my creative process needs to look like so that I can continue to put stuff out there and feel good about it. I think that's a pretty good goal for the next 60 days. So if you are taking on a new initiative, maybe you started a new project, maybe you want to start a new project, maybe you want to start a podcast. Just a couple words of encouragement. One, stay focused on why you started. It's very easy to get lost in all this other stuff when things get a little bit more difficult, right? So focus on why you started. You should really write it down. I should write it down and put it somewhere as a reminder. Another thing that's helped me is focus on your spaces. Create environment that is conducive to you creating. So that's what I did in the office and in the garage. And I will share some pictures in the description below. And another thing is, don't wait for inspiration. If it's there, that's great. If it's not, do the work anyways. And through the exercise of doing the work, right, of recording the podcast, of taking the photos, of making the videos, the inspiration will come. But try not to be in a situation where the only time you're doing these things is on holidays and birthdays. Right? There is so much life that happens between those things that is just totally magical that you don't want to miss out on the 80% because you're focused on the 20. So those are a few things that, I think I've come to the realization on over the past 30 days. And that's kind of how I started off my 90 days until I turn 35. So hopefully that helped you guys, and we'll catch you next time. And that wraps up another episode of The Untucked Life, where we care a lot more about a lot less. And really, all these episodes are designed to help you do the same thing. And if you're a first-time listener, thank you for tuning in. And if you haven't done so already, please consider subscribing, liking the podcast, writing a review,
or sharing it with a friend. It's the easiest way for us to get discovered and grow our audience. If you haven't done so already, please check out our website, theuntuckedlife.com, sign up for our newsletter, and check out some of our additional videos and articles and resources. I think you'll find it very helpful. Thank you for tuning in to The Untucked Life, where we care a lot more about a lot less. Catch you guys next time. Cheers.